This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. They say the best day to go to a gym to find a date is on Valentine's Day, because especially at night, because most people are not on a date. They're at the gym. So it's a good place to maybe find someone that's single, or maybe the person that's in there is mad at their significant other and they are going there just to blow off some steam. So that's not a good,
wow.
Not a good thing.
Is that a good pickup place, though? Because you're in there sweating. You got butt crack sweat and...
Yeah,
I mean, not attractive.
You got those embarrassing, you know, machines that you do weird exercises with.
From a guy's point of view, you're getting to see what she really looks like. If she still looks hot, then you know she's hot.
Yeah,
hot and sweaty.
And also, what are you really in the relationship for? Are you just going for looks, or are you looking for someone you get along with and have something in common with? Which, if you're at the gym at night, you got something in common.
I feel like that's just a great way to make your Valentine's even worse. Just at the gym. Blech, no thanks.
Well, here's something for you. Being single is better for your body. So, you know, you got these couples out here. They're having fun. You see them. You're like, I wish I had somebody. Well, it's better for your body to be single, they say.
Why?
Over time, couples' habits like sharing big meals or skipping the gym to stay home and cuddle or being a bad influence on those sugary sweets, you do it together. It's like, hey, you know, it's almost like, I'm going to do this. You want to do it too? Yeah, I get a second spoon. Here we go.
John said my pregnancy has killed him because, especially first trimester, I didn't want anything healthy, period.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'd go through the drive-thru and I'd be like, do you want anything? And he says, no, I just ate. I want. And I'm like, I'll get you some fries.
Yeah.
So we both ended up gaining weight in the first half.
I mean, everything you just read about couples is me.
What do you mean?
Except I get the whole big meal by myself. I'm not splitting it. I get all the candy by myself. I don't split it.
This hasn't been my experience at all, because having a wife, A, she nags me about trying to be healthy.
Did she do that, though, in the beginning of your relationship? I mean, because you were healthier then, because you'd been working out, and then you stopped as soon as you got married.
No, but she also does the thing like where that monkeys do, where you pick stuff off of each other. And so, like, she's more likely to notice if I got a tumor on my back than if I was single. She'd be like, hey, you got a tumor back here.
Well, that's what family reunions are for.
Well, I don't. What?
Mama, take a look at my back.
Yeah, you go to the beach with your mom. She's picking on you. You need to gain some weight. Yeah, does your wife like say, like, you know what? I'm going to pop that on the back of your... Oh, that's not a pimple.
Gross.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they do. They pop each other's zits. That's how they
gross.
Bond.
Yes. No, it's
couples
not.
Do that. So, it is. It's a couple thing.
Yeah, I can't.
Here's the study, okay? So the study says, according to this, living with a partner increases women's odds of becoming overweight by 63%. For men, it's 50%. And marriage doubles the risk of both men and women.
You do see that. You see a lot of married couples, and you see there when they got married, they looked like pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, well, they just gave up.
Together.
It sneaks up on you, though. It doesn't happen all at once, so you notice it. It happens when it's been, 10 years, and you're looking back at pictures, and you're like, Well, who is she? Oh, yeah. That was me.
Or then you see one that's bigger than the other, and you're like, wow.
You mean one partner?
Yeah, one partner is bigger than the other.
Yeah, that's... you see a super skinny man with a giant woman, and you're like, how did that happen?
Or vice versa. You exercise more if you are single. Women get an average of 45 minutes more exercise per week. It's common for people to let themselves go when they're in a relationship. So you're exercising more if you're single. Because that other person can't talk you out of it.
Well, there's also the fact that when you're single, you're hunting for a partner, and you know you need to look your best. And once you get in the relationship, you're like, I don't have to search anymore.
See, I talked myself out of it. I don't need a partner to talk me out. It's like, oh, we should be going to the gym. Nah, let's see what's new on Netflix.
There is nothing better than when you're supposed to do something healthy, and he'll look over and he's like, do you want to order pizza tonight instead? And you're like, yes, you read my mind.
And Cato's over there having a conversation with himself.
Yes,
and here.
And Anthony.
With us.
You know, though, it's like a self-talk can talk you out of going to the gym and ordering that dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Also, if you are single, you eat a lot less. Single people have 100% control over what's in the fridge. And they say when women get in a relationship, they often pick up their mate's bad habits, including bigger portion sizes, too.
True, because if John's out of town, I'm like eating crackers for dinner. And I am so happy with that.
Yeah.
I don't want a big meal.
Want cheese and crackers?
Whatever. It doesn't even matter. Anything I can find in pantry, and that's my dinner.
That's sad.
Like a saltine cracker, or at least get fancy with the Ritz or something.
Lance. Again, it doesn't even matter. They can be out of date, and I'm like, good enough. I don't have to cook.
I will say those Ritz, like, you know, those little round packages are like a single serving. I can go through
all six.
It's like a chips. Yeah. Like a Pringles chips is what that is.
I used to order online. Until a couple things happened. One, DoorDash brings you the wrong crap every time. And number two, that's so expensive to get food delivered. Now, used to, you could order Chinese and delivery was just almost part of it.
They also say a reason that being single is better for your body, you have more control over your routine. So let's say your significant other doesn't get home till 9. And if you want to share dinner, you either eat twice or you have to wait for them. And then you overeat and it's right before bedtime. So that's the way you gain more weight.
I'd eat twice given that option.
Do you? Okay.
Well, I mean, why not?
Well, and with the routine, especially when you get kids, man, it throws everything off. And your routine, you're like driving through drive-thrus, just getting something quick for dinner. So you're going to put on the pounds that way, too.
But I did that before. That's the only thing I ate was fast food before I got married. I actually eat healthier now than I did when I was single.
Well, that's because you caught the diabetes from somebody.
Well, partly, but also my wife cooks meals that are kind of good. And so I definitely eat healthier than I ate when I was single.
I just love your newfound discovery of the salad.
I know, the salad. I never ate the salad before, and it makes your poops perfect.
Oh my God.
But quite frankly, I've never seen anybody drown their salad with ranch dressing. It's almost like you're pouring milk into cereal.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't even see any of the leaves when you eat your salad.
That's how I think of it when I pour it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
There is certain things in life that you can get refunds on. There are also things that there are no refunds, like lottery tickets, as Thelma learned.
Yeah, yeah.
A failing lottery ticket is not a way to get anything. You get money back on that.
Can't do that, no.
And they expect you to know that going in. But there is a woman who is in Canada who wants a refund after spending $50,000 on something that didn't turn out to be the way she expected.
The wedding.
The wedding?
Well, her wedding.
Not exactly, but it was kind of in that realm, Kato. Uh-huh. She gave a psychic $50,000 to help her fall in love, but never ended up falling in love.
Aww.
And she thinks she should get a refund for that. Now, I have mixed feelings about this because I feel like legally she has a pretty good point. If she gave 50 grand to fall in love and she didn't fall in love, then they did not come through with their end of the deal.
I saw this story and I heard her explaining it. It was like nonchalant, like it just didn't happen.
Like it was no big deal, right?
Yeah.
I've actually got that if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I would. I'd like to hear it.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
When she did the reading, she found there was a man. I said, yes, there's a man I like at the gym. And she said, well, I can bring this man closer to you for $550. He transferred $12,000 to $15,000, but she said she preferred cash. So I was dropping off a lot of cash at her house. Everything was going so great. I said to her, why isn't anything happening for me? All I'm doing is paying you money. I said, I'm paying you thousands and thousands of dollars. And I'm not getting nothing.
She didn't complete the work. That's the problem. Everything she wanted, I gave her. She wanted different services, and that's what I gave her.
Who do you feel sorry for in this? Because, first of all, if you're giving the psychic tens of thousands of dollars, I'm sorry. Maybe you believe in that and that's your prerogative, but you don't get to complain later when it doesn't work.
Okay, wait a minute. Like, if you do it a couple times and you don't see anything happening with this person that's supposed to be attracted to you, then you're probably going to stop. I'm like, it's like going to a drive-thru and not getting the right service. You're not going to continue to go through that drive-thru.
But we do.
I think what's kind of confusing to me is how someone who makes such bad decisions can have so much disposable income.
I know.
How do you become so rich and you're so not bright?
Well, here's the thing about rich and brains. They do not necessarily go together, because the reason that a lot of dumb people get rich is they take chances none of the others of us would take. And they, some of them, a small percentage, but those are the ones we see, are going to get lucky. So they make bad financial decisions, but even people who make bad financial decisions, a small percentage of them are going to get lucky, just like gambling.
Well, you also said actors before. They go out there and they get rejected over and over and over and over. Like, but one day, you know, that one actor makes it.
Well, right, but there's 100 of them for every one that makes it, or 1,000 of them that go back home to Kansas and they work in their little hometown because they didn't make it.
Well, most of us, if we went out there to audition and got rejected 14 times, we go, okay, I don't think I'm good at this. But they don't. They just keep chugging at it.
Well, actors are told they're going to get shot down a million times.
Also, you're thinking with this situation, like...
It's hard to talk about because you get afraid you're going to upset somebody. But honestly...
Because they're in the psychics and stuff?
Right. I honestly feel like if we say this, you just need to go ahead and accept this woman as an example of what happens.
Okay. Well, it's more so, and I see your point, but it's more so another reason people got money, too, is the inheritances and stuff. And they didn't have to make that money.
Or they marry into it.
Yeah. Or they have a house, they take out all their mortgage and run up all their bills, and then they're in debt.
Yeah.
Well, this lady sounded pretty casual if that was the case.
I could imagine being on a date and she goes, oh, my psychic said we were going to be dating.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, check, please.
Yeah, your psychic was wrong.
Yeah, we had the second date update where that girl was reading belly buttons the other day.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and they went back out on the date.
Well, I'm definitely with you on this, Hawk. The idea that she was so casual about losing 50 grand is just, I would love to know more about her financial story.
I think this is more so is like, this didn't work for you, and you kept on just spending and spending and spending. It's more so making fun of that, I think.
Well, that's true, but also being relaxed about it. Maybe she is so rich that this would be like you or me trying to psychic and losing $50. And we're like, I gave her $10 at first. It didn't work. I gave her $50. I think I should get my money back. But for her, 50,000 is that number, I guess. Wow. So I'm with you, Tori. It's frustrating to see people that are that confused be that rich.
Well, quite frankly, she might have saved some money because those dating sites are expensive.
They're not that expensive.
Have you ever been to a psychic or a fortune teller at all?
I feel like I've at least had. Being in radio, we've had psychics come in on the shows before.
We had the guy that came in and wasn't a psychic. It was
the hypnotizer.
The hypnotizer, yeah. I tried to hypnotize Tom. Tom's like, I ain't falling for this.
I did go in a voodoo shop in New Orleans.
Oh,
that was a little spooky. Just being in there, I was like, woohoo.
See, I don't believe in any of that, so it wouldn't faze me.
Well, you should see her voodoo dolls of us.
Yeah.
Is your back hurting?
Yeah.
You know, I did a fortune teller one time. It was at a charity event, and they were pretty spot on. Now, put aside the fact that it was a friend of mine who I knew.
Well, okay,
but
that doesn't count.
He was pretty accurate about what he knew about me. I was shocked.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, girls, 31% of women can't stand sports because their man won't pay attention to them. That's one thing.
Wow.
And they say that if their man's team loses, it puts him in a bad mood for the rest of the day. It could last up to 3 days if his team loses. Because
that's
he feels
sad.
So close with the team.
I agree, Cato.
Yeah, okay.
It's a game.
No,
it's...
I was a Dale Jr. fan, and I would be bummed out when he lost, but it would last, like, to the end of the day, and then I was over it.
That long.
NASCAR ran until 7 p.m., so I was like, I just went to bed, and I was over it.
Yeah, I know I have a female friend who's very passionate about her Clemson Tigers.
Okay, yeah.
To where we were at a bar sitting on an outside patio, and there's a huge screen, big screen TV.
Right.
Clemson lost to Syracuse that year.
Did she start to pout?
She threw her beer bottle at the TV.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank God it did not break. But I'm like, unless you've got $100,000 bet on the game,
yeah, okay,
you've got no reason to be that upset.
I don't know if I'd be friends with someone after that.
I just root for Clemson every time.
Yeah, I guess so.
When you're around her anyway.
Yeah. Go Tigers. I don't care if they're not even playing.
That's insane, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, but people are like that. They're passionate.
Okay, well,
about something that's so trivial.
Yeah.
These are the same people who are like, we won, and it's like, we didn't. We were on the couch. The team won.
Yeah.
You cheered them on.
Okay. I'm going to say something unpopular here, but I don't understand the whole thing about college football when, A, maybe you went to that school, but those kids have nothing to do with who you are now. They are a new crop, a new generation.
Well,
it's not the only thing that's the same as some of the buildings.
Okay, but still, you want, like, a lot of times if your hometown team wins the state tournament, you're like, that's your high school.
You get excited, but if they don't win, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, I don't even get that excited.
As all Carolina fans say, wait till next year.
I must just be unusual in that respect, but I don't attach these emotional attachments to these things.
But, I have a group of friends that are just very passionate. I mean, I go to the Clemson parties when they're throwing,
And you're passionate about the party.
I don't care about the game.
Uh-huh.
Of course, my whole family's Clemson fans. We hope they win, but I will root for any team.
But a lot of guys, though, they're upset because their team loses, and they could last. And so they say that you need to give them time to process the loss.
Yeah.
It's like any loss that you have in life, and especially if it's a big game, like the Super Bowl or something like that.
While you're processing the loss, I'm going to go ahead and process this purchase.
Okay.
You stay home and be moody. I'm going shopping.
You know what? And that's your thing. So women, their fascination is like purses, shoes, and dressing it all up. And you know, they get all geared up. And, you know, so that's his fascination, is sports and losing.
It's for you like it would be like if you missed a sale.
Oh, see?
Okay, now I get it. I can't even think about this anymore.
There you go. Give it time
would you
to process
to me.
Oh, for me, it'd be last call and I hadn't ordered yet. Oh, God, I get it.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to need a therapist again.
So just give your man some space.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This week's group therapy is audience participation. Valentine's Day is coming up right around the corner. What's the silliest, craziest thing you have done for love that did or did not work? 1-800-386-0937.
Mine did not work.
Okay.
So I was dating this girl, and I decided for Valentine's Day, or it might have been her birthday, I don't remember now,
right,
to get so many roses that it would be absurd.
I remember.
I literally bought all the roses in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes, you did.
It was some insane number.
Uh-huh. I remember that was the great rose
giveaway
in the upstate. Oh yeah. People were hoarding them. Yeah.
And it was pretty crazy. I spent like over $1,000 on roses.
Wow.
And yeah, I got a lot of roses.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting them through this guy who was getting them wholesale for me. It mm-hmm. was insane.
Yeah.
So I got them and I put them all the way up the stairways to her apartment and on her bed and all this stuff. And turns out she was seeing someone else besides me.
Uh-huh.
And he got to see the roses too.
And she looked at him and was like, you shouldn't have.
No, she knew who they were from, but but she apparently had no shame. Oh, so
that's a good one, though.
It was a very romantic attempt on my part, but it was a burn.
I'm going to try to one-up you here.
Oh,
okay?
Good luck.
So in high school, I was in chorus, and we had a group called the Soul Patrol. And it was like five of us guys. We got together, and we actually did a performance in front of the whole school. It was kind of funny. But there was this girl, and I liked her, and this other guy liked her too. And so I thought, well, I want to do one of those old-fashioned romantic things, go to her house, and she didn't live on a second story or anything, but go and sing to her. And I got
like every 80s movie.
Okay. Yes, exactly. And it was called, I got my Soul Patrol together, and I was going to sing My Girl. I'm like, you know, I got sunshine on a cloudy day. And they were backing me up and doing the whole thing. And so we went there, and she opened the door. We started singing, and the guy that she also liked stuck his head out too.
Oh,
that was horrible timing.
My.
I knew there was an extra car in the driveway, but I didn't put that together. So that was my bad. But
what, did you finish the song? Or
No, we just stopped. I'm like, at that point, when he stuck his head out, it was like, oh, okay. And then all my buddies started laughing at me.
He just changed the lyrics to, your girl,
your girl. So was what a crazy thing I did for love that did not work.
We got a text that says, in high school, the girl that he liked was really mad at him, blocked him on all social media, and so the only thing she left open was Venmo. So he Venmo'd her $5 and said, please unblock me and let's talk. 7 years later, they are married and have a daughter.
Wow. So his worked.
And I bet he's spending a lot more than $5 now.
That was just a down deposit.
There you go. All right. 1-800-386-0937. What's the craziest thing you have done for love that did or did not work?
My boyfriend and I once got wrist tattoos, and he broke up with me 2 weeks later.
Oh, wow.
You didn't get his name, did you?
Sure, she knows his name.
She initial. Had to.
Oh, you mean on her wrist.
Yes.
What did you have on your wrist?
She said initials.
We put each other's initials on our wrist.
Oh, man. Well, at least maybe you could look for some guy with those initials.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't think you ever should get a tattoo with boyfriends and girlfriends because it just doesn't seem permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah, there could be.
The tattoo or the relationship?
No, the relationship. All right. Well, that's a crazy thing you've done for love. That's a good one. We love you. All right, so we're talking about the stupidest thing or the weirdest thing you've done for love. What's your story?
This happened a while ago, but I was insanely in love with this girl.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know I was alive, and she was out with some friends. We're in the neighborhood, and I'm on my motorcycle, and I decide, you know what? I'm a show off. I'm going to show her how far I can, you know, wheelie this thing and how long I can go. And I popped it up, and I was confident, smiling, and I got past her. And she's smiling. And then I flipped the motorcycle.
Oh. Right into the- so you're popping wheelies in front of the girls to impress them?
He's a bad boy.
That's kind of like when Tom squeals out.
You know.
He barks his tires here in the parking lot because he thinks it looks cool.
But right? I ain't doing it to impress a girl. I'm just doing it because it looks cool.
And I see it out the window going, fishtail it.
And I never do I, because I'm in control.
Yeah. But honestly, for girls, is barking the tires, is that cool, Tori?
First of all, no one but you calls it barking the tires.
Well, what do you do? You go,
you're spinning out.
You're spinning out. Is that cool? Do the girls like it?
I mean, as long as you don't wreck.
See?
Okay, well, wow. I stand corrected.
This is also coming from the girl who flipped a four-wheeler on herself, so I don't know if I'm the best judge. Okay,
who are you trying to impress?
I was by myself.
She was on a big wheel. You know those big wheels you had as a kid, and you took the seat off, and it would burn your fanny as you go down the hill? All right. Well, that's a crazy story. Thanks for sharing, man.
Thank you.
All right, so we're talking about the craziest things you've done for love. What's your story?
In high school, I was a cheerleader, and I had a major crush on one of the football players.
Okay.
And so during practice, I was trying to get my handstands right, and I just ate it. I ate the grass. Oh. I tumbled over, broke my nose, blood everywhere. Oh. Quite a scene. My nose is still crooked. Mm. I still can't breathe right, and I did not get the date with the football player.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry for you.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about the EMS who showed up? Were they cute?
They were old.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. So doing handstands in front of your crush.
Love you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. She sounded like a cheerleader. Ready? Okay. Craziest thing you've done for love that did or did not work. 1-800-386-0937.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.